Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name. Hosanna in the highest. Whoa, where did all these people come from? Let's greet one another with God's peace as we mingle a bit this morning. Peace of Christ to you and to all of yours, your crew here. Whoop.
Good morning.
You don't have to do that just because it's reserved. Well, I'm pretty excited today too. Are you excited, Zach? Yeah. You got to do, and then he's got a bowling tournament this afternoon yet. Can you imagine that? Dad, do you bowl too in that?
Yep.
Oh, y'all, all these people?
Nope.
Oh.
The four of us.
Okay, the four of you. Nice. Okay. What'd you say?
We all.
You have to go home. All right. Well, and of course, enough excitement anyway. Zach is going to be confirmed today. Zachary Miller is in the front row up here. And it's also Palm Passion Sunday, meaning we not only wave palms, but we think about what that meant when Jesus came riding in on the colt of a donkey and looking to forward, or look ahead, I guess, that Passion Week when wasn't as joyous, perhaps, but had a good ending as he was raised from the dead. Speaking of death, we had Dennis Sharpie died. Was that yesterday now or 2 days ago? I think it was 2 days ago. He'd been in Harmony River for a while and surrounded by family. Dennis died in a service, as far as I think it's going to be Wednesday at 11 here, with a visitation the night before. Dennis Sharpie. And Doris, you moved a little bit further to the east. The Haven.
Harbor.
The Haven, that's different, right? You're at the Haven. And you'll be at the harbor. And court. And what? You're in the villa. Okay. Nice. How's Charlie doing, by the way? Yeah. Well, thank you for welcoming her to the neighborhood so much. And of course, you're kind of in your old stomping grounds there, aren't you, Doris? With the, yeah. talked to VN. And she thinks she's going to come home on Good Friday. She got all sorts of equipment. VN Wood has been rehabbing in the hospital in a setting, not in a hospital, but in a setting there at Chaska Auburn Home. So that's a little bit of a, well, hopefully she'll get here. And she's excited because she's got a new this and a new that to work with. And somebody donated this, somebody donated that. And she's got all the needs to come home. So that's great. Any other joys or concerns? You look like you want to say something, Anne. You went to visit Emmy. Wedding's still on? That's this summer sometime, right? Yeah. All right. She's not getting married, but she's already married. But their oldest daughter, her and John, who took your picture. Yes, that's right. Good to see you. I didn't understand that, but I could see that you were very excited about something, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Words are coming soon. Maybe she's got a few already, huh? Well, let's go ahead then with our service of worship on this Palm Passion Sunday. If I refer to your bulletin, this is a day of joyous welcome. Yet joy is tempered by impending doom. We welcome Christ with waving branches. We wait with Christ through hours of agony. Did you all get your branches, your palms? Do you want to wave them now? Few are waving. All right, look behind you. You can see that. They're back there. You didn't get one though, Zach. I didn't either, so figured we got enough to worry about today. All right, just remember you back there. Now, don't wave them during the service, okay? See, they don't know that, so. Let's go on. All because of Jesus riding into the tumult of our times, people still oppose the way of love. Yet love prevails. I got ahead of myself there, didn't I? So, let us have the prayer of invocation as we say together. Be gracious to us, O God, in our moments of grief and fear. Be with us as we rejoice in the day you have made. Our times are in your hands, both when we mourn and when we celebrate. Guide our thoughts and actions so we may appreciate the possibilities in every day. We trust you, O God. Let your face shine on your servants. Amen. And let's sing, all glory, laud, and honor. All glory, laud, and honor to the Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children make sweet hosannas ring. Thou art the King of Israel, thou David's royal son, who in the Lord's name comest, the King and Blessed One. The company of angels are praising thee on high, and mortal people all things create to make reply. The people of all Hebrews with palms before thee went, our praise and prayer and anthems before thee we present. To thee before thy passion they sang their hymns of praise. To thee now high exalted, our melody we raise. Thou didst accept their praises, accept the praise we bring, who in our good delightest, thou good and gracious King. We're always a little bit miss our mark at being perfect. We want to do good, but sometimes we mess up. We fall short of God's glory. Yet we are so happy that we worship a God who forgives. He said, that's all right. Keep going. And so with that in mind, we all pray this prayer of confession found printed in your bulletin to say, Holy God, we have blamed you when the hosannas die and the parade turns into a mob scene. We heap our doubts on you, even though our inaction adds power to those who shout, Crucify. We rebel against the risks of discipleship. Why raise our voices against the evil we see? One voice simply becomes one more victim, O God. We protest, but we know down deep that the victim of our silence is the way of love, the way of life. Forgive our cowardice and help us to stand with Christ in a world that has forgotten humility and obedience to you. O God, we want to be faithful. Why does it cost so much? Amen. And I announce that we are pardoned from our shortcomings, from this condition of sin we all live in, as we come to God as children. Amen. Now we're going to sit and listen to some recorded music. Chris Tomplin is singing. You have the words on an insert, and if you want, you can sing along.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. and Jesus the Messiah.
Zach, we've waited a couple of years for this, but you've got a statement of faith and a recitation of your memory verse. Go ahead.
I believe in God because He takes care of us and loves us in each way, other way. How does God in the world today is because of His creations and how the Holy Spirit effect our life in God's shape, like not to do bad stuff in our life. How does you know that the Holy Spirit is with you is that He loves us and He says it in the Bible. How to forgive your sins is that you pray to God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit, or you say you're sorry to the Father or the Son and or in the Holy Spirit. And what to do, believe in the eternal life, I think that your soul keeps on going in the afterlife. Memory verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Be strong, courageous, do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Amen. Stay right here now. All these folks, I ask candidates to say yes to what their parents said yes to when they were baptized. Of course, you don't remember that, but now it's time for you to own these promises. So I ask you, do you desire to affirm your baptism into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? If so, say I do. I was going to do this. I was going to shove this at you. Not that I can hear it, but so they hear it. And do you renounce the powers of evil and desire the freedom of new life in Christ? If so, I do.
I do.
Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of soul?
I do.
And do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciple, to follow in the way of our Savior? Do you resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and the word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, I promise with the help of God.
I promise with the help of God.
And do you promise according to the grace given you to grow in the Christian faith, be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ by celebrating Christ's presence and furthering Christ's mission in all the world? If so, say, I promise with the help of God.
I promise to the help of God.
Together, let's say this right there at the bottom. God and my God, known to me in Jesus Christ, I give myself to you as your own, to love and serve you faithfully all the days of my life. Amen. To the people, I say, that we rejoice, merciful God. Join me with Zach in the gift of the Holy Spirit and in the Spirit's power to awaken us to new truth and to inspire us to venture into fullness of life. We give to you thanks that he has been moved to affirm his baptism. Help him to live not for himself, but for Christ and those whom Christ loves. Keep him steady and abounding in hope, never giving up and pressing toward the goal of life with you in Jesus Christ. Amen. And now we would ask that family and friends come forward, because Zach's going to come and kneel right here, facing the altar. Yeah. Face the altar. Family, friends, there's plenty of room always. The little ones are wondering what's going on. And so are we, God. We lay hands on Zach as best you're able. But if you can't touch Zach, touch someone around you. And we place our hands on you, O gracious God, giving thanks for how you've touched our lives through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who taught us through baptism and confirmation and Sunday school and ways of love and life, that love is more powerful than anything. And I thank you that Zach has that love because of your gift to him. And we recognized all the giftedness in Zach, his concern, his thoughtfulness, his humility, and yes, even his ability, whether it be bowling or making friends or stepping into situations by times when his friends might be challenged to resist oppression and all evil the best he's able. And I know with your strength, he can be all he desires to be. In Christ's name, we pray together. The prayer of our Lord and Savior, who taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Zach, now you can stand up and turn around and see who all came down here. Look at that. How about an applause to show our thankfulness for that? The light is shining on him, isn't it? A presentation from the president of the congregation, whom I think you know, and who knows you.
Congratulations, Zach. Did a good job. Confirmation certificate.
Thanks, Scotty. We've done the Lord's Prayer. We won't do it again, but I ask that our reader for today, who also serves as the office manager, is that what you call you, Peg? And you usually have an assistant with you as well. guards you from any strangers walking in the door or whatever the case may be, and even proofreads and
yeah, he does a good job for me.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Thus ends our reading for today.
Thanks, Peg. I so appreciate it when people who aren't clergy, you call them laity, read the scriptures. Gives me a chance to really listen. And I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I always pictured just one donkey coming in. But sounds like the mother and the colt were there too. And Jesus rode, of course, on the younger one. So maybe mom just kind of came along to make sure that her baby was... First time she'd been ridden, the baby. Anyway, you'll forgive me though, right? It's taken me this long to learn that? Thank you. I can remember back, even before you were around, and even as a little boy, going to Grandpa Brose's house. Some of you heard this before. We lived in a little town in South Dakota, and we went to Grandpa's house quite a bit. And Grandpa seemed to always know when we were coming because he'd meet us at the door. And he was not a very emotional man, but he lit up when the grandkids came. And then he would say something like, "Look who has come to Grandpa's house." Or sometimes he said, "Look who has come to my house." This was a big deal. And of course, it was not only his house, but it was Grandma's house too, but she was always busy in the kitchen when we came making another one of her famous German meals. "Look who has come to my house." When I hear that story about Jesus coming on the back of a foal of a donkey, a colt, a donkey, I think of Jesus coming to the house of the Lord on that day. Along with three friends that we can't see sometimes, and maybe I'm making this up, but it does say something about it in the Bible, about those three friends. One was named Peace, one was named Justice, and one was named Love. So, beyond asking why the donkey instead of a war horse and a chariot, We should know how the Bible talks about through the prophets long ago who foretold this moment coming into Jerusalem way back in, how about this, Zechariah? Kind of the same base. I suppose they called him Zach for short too. I don't know, Zechariah. But of course, you're Zachary, but not Zechariah. But in the 9th chapter, verses 9 and 10, we find this about the coming ruler of God's people. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious, as he, humble, and riding on a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Peace came on that little parade. And perhaps that's why they were waving the palms. You see, the palms were a sign of loyalty to the government, just like our flags would be. But they were also an expression of a freed government, controlled not by the occupying troops of Rome, but controlled by their religion and their belief in a Messiah who would come. The palms, a symbol of freedom. For the man of peace has arrived. P-E-A-C-E, I should add, not P-I-E-C-E. The whole shalom kind of thing. Not just a little piece here and a little piece there. The whole thing. Shalom was the Hebrew word, which meant not the absence of war, as sometimes we use it, but the fullness of all good things, enough to eat, enough to drink, friends, family, work that was satisfying and was productive. Shalom. Shalom chavarim. The Hebrew says, peace, my friend, I give to you. Okay. I'll go with that, but what happened? Well, the very next day, let's go back to Palm Sunday, Jesus makes a trip to the holy place, to the temple. And he doesn't like what he sees going on. People are cheating one another. People are buying and selling, taking advantage of the poor people, charging them more than they could afford sometimes for the sacrifice. Some could come in here and some couldn't. Jesus didn't hurt anyone except the ones in power by his challenging them about their faith, which a faith in the sacrificial system. For you see, Jesus was to become that sacrifice that ought to end all sacrifices. So he flipped over the tables, freed the birds that were in the cages, stormed around, and perhaps he raised his voice, and we must not mistake that for violence. Simply to say, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. And he was speaking to the religious authorities, like myself. A den of iniquity. A den of thieves. My house shall be a house of prayer for all people. Mark doesn't mention the all people part. I mean, Matthew doesn't mention the all people part, but Interestingly enough, Mark does, who was the Gospel of Mark was written before Matthew, actually. But Matthew, who was speaking primarily to the Jews in his Gospel, I suppose he felt that was going a little bit too far to say, "My peace shall be for all people of all nations," as Mark did. So, that be as it is. Because he was not only coming for peace, but he was coming for justice. And maybe you've heard it said, there can be no peace without justice. And justice brings peace. We can't have peace in the world until we all start treating each other as if it mattered, if that someone else mattered, someone who's different than us, someone who looks differently, different colored skin, talks another kind of a language, worships another God. We still must respect others and care about the them. I know I look forward to the day when there won't be any thems or us's or theirs or they's, but we'll all recognize we have the same God. Peace with justice. And then, of course, comes the final, might say hidden friend, love. Peace and justice, and of course the greatest of them all is love, the nonviolent love for all. And as I find myself talking about love, I often turn to 1 Corinthians 13, you probably, some of you had it at your weddings. You've heard it at a funeral. Maybe you've, as I do, have to go back and say, what now, what does it say? This beautiful song that Paul the Apostle puts in the middle of his letter to the Corinthians, a song that the early Christians were singing, the 13th chapter, the 4th verse, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, for love never ends. Holy Week. This is the beginning of Holy Week. Not only do we celebrate the joy of our Savior coming in on a foal of a donkey that's never been ridden, and the people shouting, "Hosanna, here's the one that comes in the name of the Lord." But he soon runs into trouble. And soon we're talking about, culminates in the Last Supper, which is mostly bad news because he knows he's going to be betrayed. And we can't blame Judas so much because, as we might find out on Maundy Thursday, we have a program here, and Good Friday, it's a different slant. There's maybe a little bit more to Judas than we thought, just not writing him off. But, let me read this. The new thing that comes out of that Last Supper. John 13, verses 34 and 35. When Jesus said, "Little children, I'm going to be with you a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jewish authorities, so now I say to you, Where I'm going, you cannot come yet. And so I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. That's not new, but that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also should love me. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. When you had the questioning a few days ago, Zach, we had some things on the altar in the room off to the side here. There was a Bible. There was your confirmation book, which you completed. Mostly, we got a little rough towards the end there, but you got the book. You learned the 100 questions with a little prompting at times. Okay. Gave me a chance to ask all who were there, and no one stepped forward and with the right answer, though, so I can't figure that one out. But those items, and I said, which of these is the most important? There was also a picture of Jesus, or what we think he looked like there. That picture, your book, the Bible. And there was a cross. And without any prompting, you pointed to the cross. And believe me, I wasn't trying to trick you. But I tell you the truth, I don't know which one I would have picked first. But you saw that cross. And I hope that you think of, and when you all think of it, you'll see not only the suffering and the passion, and the shame and the pain that Jesus went through in that last. But you'd think of, it's empty. There's no body on there. Because Christ has risen. Christ has risen indeed. And we all live now. You see, it's not Grandpa's house, not Grandma's house, not any of our house that we live in. And Grandpa and Grandma knew that we live in a much bigger house, the whole world. And Zach, you remember? It says this one word was, what's a steward in the 100 questions? And he learned that we're all stewards, to hear, to care for God's creation. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and we're called to tend the garden, to promote life. So I thank you for those memories, Zach. Congratulations. Let's go to prayer, and there's a song that we will sing, just one part of the first part. And Diane will keep playing, and we'll keep praying. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. I'm not really sure, God, what glorify means. I know that you are to be the glory. And yes, it's nice when we achieve goals here on earth and someone says, I appreciate you, or my, you're so talented, or how can you throw a ball like that? Whatever the case may be, maybe they express Thank you for being mom or dad or grandma or grandpa. Maybe grandma or grandpa or mom or dad or friend. Say to us smaller ones, we love you. And even though we might not say it, we want to say thank you. All praise and glory be to you. For we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for you. Help us to be aware of that. That we belong to you. And it's a privilege to live in your house. And of course, many around the world, it's not so shalom, not so peaceful, not so plentiful. Bombs crash in. Wars are being fought in the sky now. There's rockets and whatnot collide with each other and explode and shower debris on the earth. When will it ever learn? When will we ever learn? So goes the song. Help us to be your love, to love you, to care for one another, and to give you the glory. Let's sing that now. And this time we'll go on and sing the whole song there. We will glorify the King of Kings, the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. And we sing that again. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Our offering, there's plates in the back, and we don't pass it around anymore, but if you care to give of yourselves in that way, that's fine. But at this time, we rise and we sing, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host, Creator Christ and Holy Ghost. Amen. A prayer is found printed in our bulletin, and we can pray it together to say that may these offerings bring life-changing good news, both to those who give and to all who are reached by the caring ministries of the church. May they help us to restore relationships of trust among us and outpourings of generosity that echo your steadfast love around the world. May your saints be raised to new life that cuts through the deceptions of society to bring your new order among us, O God of all times and places. Amen. We give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is yours alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. Last hymn is 297. And after the benediction, Zach, you and I can walk out together, and that way people, if they choose, they can offer their appreciation for you. And if You know, we have several ways to get out of the church, so some of you may be in a hurry. That's all right, but I would guess most of you will stick around, huh? 297, loud Hosanna, we sing. And now, if you want to raise your palms, it's okay. Hosanna, loud Hosanna, now the little children sang. Through pillared court and temple, the lovely anthem rang. To Jesus, who had blessed them, close folded to his breast, the children sang their praises, the simplest and the best. From Olivet they followed, mid an exultant crowd, the victor palm branch waving and chanting clear and loud. The Lord of earth and heaven rode on in lowly state, nor scorned that little children on his bedding wait. Hosanna in the highest, the ancient song we sing. For Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King. Oh, may thee ever praise him with heart and life and voice, and in his blissful presence eternal love rejoice. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you the shalom peace. We can walk out together. Where to go? How you doing, Rich?